Kia ora whānau. Good to see you here this morning. The art looks quite good, eh? Yeah. I really like that clip. Anyone else get a fright with the dog jumping out of the box? I sort of knew it was coming. I didn't know. I hadn't seen it before, but I was like, that's going to be a puppy, right? And it's still, I was like, oh. Maybe I'm a bit jumpy, I don't know. Hey, this week I was really stoked. I had one of those like parenting win moments, like you know how it's really nice, we occasionally get those. I was stoked to be asked by Aaron, who's not here, oh dear, I can just say it, to go on a school trip with him. Oh, how cool is that? My first trip with Spotswood College, and it was a doozy. It was fantastic, super fun. The anticipation was pretty high. A road trip to Whanganui to ride shuttles all day. Riding shuttles, you say? It's about getting your mountain bike carried up a big hill in a specifically designed trailer so that you can simply ride all the way back down over and over again, normally with multiple different track options. It's lazy as and super fun. Super fun. With stunning hills, views, and fast-flowing narrow track with steep drop-offs to the side and big bermed corners to ride around, we'd pop out of the end of a section with huge smiles on our dials, and the group of us, these other kids and I, we'd just be talking a million miles an hour about what had just happened, who had nailed a certain jump, who had nearly crashed, who'd went faster than the previous time, who'd followed who and saw them nearly lose it on a bit of loose stuff. There was a lot of laughs. There was a lot of joy being experienced throughout the day. It was really fun. So the views, the tracks, the time with Aaron almost made me burst into song. What song would likely burst from your lips at times of immense joy? I wonder. So maybe you know, someone could help me out with the lyrics here, but Can't Stop That Feeling. Some people know that one. I'm not going to sing it. I wasn't sure whether to just play it. Walking on Sunshine. No. Yeah. A bit of Happy in there. September. Oh, okay. Sweet. Hey, well, you know, they're famous songs, aren't they, for their energy and for their joy. And music has always been a fantastic expression of joy. And this is true in the Bible as well. There are heaps of songs in the Bible. And we're going to look at one of these songs this morning. But first of all, a heads up that this song and story involves pregnancy. And here's a little bit of context. Many of us know the joy we feel of having a loved one who is happily pregnant or who has recently given birth, right? But also probably know the frustration and necessary patience when we cannot just drive across town to see them, right? There can be an overwhelming desire to do all it takes to be with them. And I know lots of us have been in these sorts of shoes, especially with COVID. Is that right? Yes, lots of you've travelled and, yeah. Okay, our Bible songwriter this morning finds herself in a crazy situation, an unexpected pregnancy and an expected social shaming, equaled a hugely unknown situation, like a post-pandemic lockdown airport exodus to meet new grandchildren. Mary packs her bags and hits the road to visit her out-of-town family member who was pregnant and also to share her own massive pregnancy news. So Mary arrives at Elizabeth's home, and you can just imagine the scenes, eh? Whew, hugs, tears, tummy touching, more hugs, sharing the stress and fear and uncertainty in their various situations. And in the midst of this, God was present. Mary's voice stirs her cousin's baby to leap in her womb, which in turn stirs cousin Elizabeth, filled with God's Spirit, to declare beautiful words of comfort and encouragement to the much younger Mary. And then in the midst of the crazy and the unknown, Mary bursts into song, a song of gratitude. And as she tells of the things she is grateful for, we can just hear the joy jumping off her lips. From Luke chapter 1. "My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you, my Saviour. For you have looked with favour upon your lowly servant, and from this day forward all generations will call me blessed. For you, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. Your mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear you. You have shown strength with your arm. You have scattered the proud in their conceit. You have disposed the mighty from their thrones and raised the lowly to high places. You have filled the hungry with good things, while you have sent the rich away empty. You have come to the aid of Israel, your servant, mindful of your mercy, the promise you made to our ancestors, to Sarah and Abraham, and their descendants forever." In the crazy and unknown, Mary's gratitude leads to joy, and there is much to be grateful to God for. In this song that Mary sings, Mary names that, I just sort of realized, it's not like a song like that's a known song. She's sort of making up the words as she's singing, eh? I don't know, assuming she's singing. It's interesting, yeah. Mary names that God sees her in her lowliness. And young, unmarried mum-to-be. And so her spirit rejoices in God, her Saviour. Mary recognizes that God is using her and her situation for good. The Almighty has done great things for her, and holy is God's name. Mary recalls God's mercy throughout generations, the beautiful, undeserved actions that bring life instead of hurt when God and God's ways are followed. Mary revels in the proud and mighty not having their own way, and instead seeing the humble lifted. Mary sees the good that exists for those who know their needs, who under God's good hand grow and mature in fullness. And Mary sees God's faithfulness throughout her tupuna, her ancestors, of mercy being shown due to God's covenant of love. In the crazy and unknown, Mary's gratitude leads to joy, and there is much to be grateful to God for. But joy is more than a feeling of happiness, isn't it? I think we know that. Joy is a deep sense of contentment, regardless of circumstance. In other words, in the messy, crazy, and unknown parts of life that we all experience, we can look for the good, trusting that God is with us in the mess. And this looking for the good is being grateful. It's not denying the hard stuff. It's keeping our eyes up and on the important stuff. Gratitude, or being grateful, leads to this deep sense of contentment. I think we can express thanks to God without thinking that it is God who has directly caused that thing we're grateful to happen. We thank God for food, don't we? Yet somebody has presented it and cooked it and bought it and sold it and grown it. Richard Rohr says, "The food is already blessed simply by its existence. God doesn't require our words of thanks, but it does us good to say grace, to verbally acknowledge the giving of life, plant and animal, for our sustenance. Expressing thanks to God is appropriate, for God is in all and over all. And I think of one of Lynn's many dad stories as well. Yeah. Where he says, I think, what did you say, Lynn? You questioned your father one day about what's the point of saying grace? What's about a weird habit that is or something? And he's like, oh, but it's a good habit to have, something like that. Anyway, it's a good habit. It's about gratitude. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's good to look up and see where it's come from, yeah. This idea of looking for what we can be grateful for certainly helps us feel more joy. And so expressing gratitude is such a good thing to do. Doug Goodfeather from Standing Rock Lakota and Dakota Nation in North America says, the simple act of practicing gratitude disrupts negative thoughts and changes our mindset to see the world in a positive way. And Brian McLaren puts it like this, we are to be grateful not just in the good times, but also in the bad times. To be grateful not just in plenty, but also in need. To maintain thankfulness, not just in laughter, but also through tears and sorrow. And so how might we be intentional with this if it's something that we want to practice? Before meals, sharing grace, acknowledging our food with gratitude. And perhaps sharing together what's one thing that you're grateful for this day in that grace space over meals together. There's an ancient spiritual practice called examine, which is all about reflecting on questions, typically at the end of a day. And one of the suggested questions that I've seen at least is, for what moment today am I most grateful? For what moment today am I most grateful? Sometimes I find it's a helpful thing to, go to bed thinking about. It's a great question to talk with kids about as well at bedtime, and great for couples as well. And just generally, cultivating an attitude of gratitude, like Mary, for the big and the small things in life as we experience them. When life feels crazy and the way forward unknown, gratitude can lead to joy. And like Mary, may our spirits rejoice in God our Saviour. May we rejoice in what God has done. May we recognise mercy being displayed, being shared and received, and delight in that. And may we see the humble lifted up, noticing that, and those seeking God finding peace and strength. So I thought it'd be great to hear from each other what we've been grateful for in the everydayness at the moment. So I've got the microphone here. I'd love to take a few minutes. There must be, I'm sure that some of the extroverts have already got something planned to say, so we could start with some of them. What are you grateful for? Because it's good to name this stuff and good for us to hear one another, to share the stuff. So, yeah. Would anyone like to be a runner for me? Oh, Connor, come on, mate. Thanks. Here we go. It's on. Here we go. Just quick fire. Just grateful little things. Oh, he's an extrovert.
Going to be followed by the introvert next door to me. No. I've just had a holiday in Wanaka. Just been down there for a week. And my cousin and my brother and I just amazed at the scenery. Mm. And so often, the God moment came up just looking at the hills and the lakes and all around, just amazing, and so really, really grateful for our wonderful, wonderful country and for our great God.
Mm. Awesome. are we grateful for?
We've just repolished our kitchen floor and it looks wonderful.
Excellent.
And I just got a job at the council, so that's pretty exciting.
Yay! That's great, Claudia.
And we have a daughter over from London with us for a few days, which is mighty.
Yeah.
And we're very, very grateful. She's got to share her time with other members of family throughout New Zealand, but, hey, it's wonderful to have her here.
Yeah. And that's all the kids seen this year, isn't it, Barbara?
Yes.
Yeah, from around the country. Oh, the world, I mean. Yeah.
I'm very thankful for the medical teams that we have in our local hospital.
Mm.
My son, who was very ill, was fortunate to have skilled, committed surgeons perform two major operations on him, and the support staff of nurses and physios and everyone involved. I'm really thankful for that, and I think we should appreciate just some services that we tend to take for granted.
Yeah.
And I thank them for all their commitment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's good news. Thanks, Eric. Yay for our hospital and staff. Thanks, Jacob.
I too am grateful that our daughter Charlie is currently in Sydney on her way back from London for Christmas. So, had a message this morning to say she's getting closer and closer to home. So that's good. So we've got a big family gathering, and we're just grateful we've got a house for people to actually stay in. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I was very grateful to get back to Australia after 4 years of trying, particularly to see my brother who now has Alzheimer's.
I'm grateful for lots of things, but I'm really grateful for energy and for time, and I'm looking forward to a little holiday, just hanging around here and with friends and family coming to visit.
Yay.
I am so grateful for Andrew's sermon notes. Anything written makes such a difference. Without them, I have no idea what's happening in the service. So I am eternally grateful, Andrew, for your sermon notes.
It's amazing how little things can, you know, make a big difference, though. A couple more? Anyone else? Going once. There's one more. Carol. Thing. Yeah.
I'm grateful for our wonderful sunsets.
Oh, yeah.
They are amazing in New Plymouth, and they give me great joy.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Cool. Hey, it's really nice hearing lots of things, hey? So, yeah. Let's pray. Thank you, Connor. God, who was the bringer of joy to Mary, and God, the bringer of joy to us, you are awesome for how your fingerprints are all over every part of life. We praise you for the stories shared and those we thought of that we haven't heard. God, would you continue to pour out your grace and mercy on us by giving us eyes and hearts to see the good, to recognize that you are there and you are good. Help us to trust that you're present. guide us into contentment. And for those who are especially struggling, God, please have mercy. In times of fog and darkness and heaviness, help us to see enough to know that you are there and things we can be and see things that we can be grateful for. May joy rise, a deep contentment. Amen. Amen.